the Scottish Podcast. I'm Scott.
I'm Mike.
Todd. And each time we have an episode, we just talk about random things, and I usually get pretty awkward.
Perfect.
So, hey, let's just jump right into the list of things I have to talk
about.
That's
perfect.
Do you have your list?
In my pocket.
Oh, let's not jump in then.
So, I have a very important thing today to talk about, because obviously, that's a bunch of movies. Where am I? Oh, God. Do cats understand light switches?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
No.
Do you don't think that at all?
Maybe. I don't know. You could probably teach them.
No, I mean, I don't want them to use it. I just...
No, I mean, you could probably teach them that's what's happening. My cat understands. My cat understands when the door opens that means the door is open. Like he can hear the door from elsewhere in the house and come racing over. So he understands doorknobs.
Yeah.
He understands mistakenly the food bag. If I shake that means I'm going to give him food. So he goes outside and then he won't come back in because he's an asshole. But then if I go to the door and shake the food bag, he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm on." And then he walks in and I. Tonight, actually, because he pissed me off so much, I just dropped the bag on the floor and said, "Fuck you," and walked away. But I never feed him when I shake the bag for him. He hasn't figured that shit out. But he's like
how many times?
Every time. Every time he's outside.
So you shake the bag, he's like, "Oh, food."
You're right. And the sound of the bag is like, "Oh, that's food, oh boy." And then he gets inside and I don't give him food. He's like,
so it's been like a while, a pattern of you shaking it and not giving it to him, and he still does it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just thinking, because the other day, cats can see in the dark, correct?
Other day they could, yes.
No, I mean, that's not like a...
Yes, cats
old,
can see in the dark, cats.
Old
yes.
wives' tale.
They see heat.
So they... Like okay, so...
They do? They're like Predator?
Something like Predator, yeah. Probably not as cool.
They can't turn invisible.
Well, it wasn't technically invisible. It's kind of reflecting off everything.
Oh.
Anyways, go on.
I was going to say, because when I turn the lights off, my cat will be like, "Oh, shit, something's going to happen. He's going to leave the room." But I don't think he understands the difference between light from a light bulb and light from a window. Because, like, I'll turn off the light, and I'm like, "I'm done in this room, but I'm still here." He's like, "Where are we going?" I'm like, "Nowhere. We're not going anywhere. The window has light coming through." And he's like, "What? There's still light outside. We're, he's like just running around in circles. I'm like, "What the fuck is happening?"
So you're saying that when you turn off the light, and there's still light outside through the windows, he just runs in circles?
No, I'm just wondering if he knows that it's, like, I didn't leave the light on. Does he know that I turned the light off in that room? Or is he like... "You're not leaving yet because the light's still on in the world."
Your original question was, do cats understand light switches?
Yeah.
But now we've added a whole element of sunlight and
well, exactly. Do they understand, like, do they understand that if you flip this, the light happens, but it's only mechanical?
No.
So do you think if I turn the light off, he's like, "I can see in the dark, I don't give a shit." And then, or
I think cats mostly think I don't give a shit.
You know,
as a base default feeling.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's reacting to something changing in his environment. His vision changed from in the dark to light. But then I'm sure it fucks him up too if there's also light coming in, so it's different shades of vision.
My cat likes sounds. He doesn't like... Wait. He does...
Unrelated, but all right.
Fucking call Guinness.
It's a... No, I mean, he likes...
You can't like sound, you say.
Hey, we're not printing out books anymore, but this might be interesting for our blog.
We're going to need to test it.
No, like, I'll be, like... So, my brother and I work opposite shifts, and I'll come home in the garage door. He'll hear the garage door, so he'll come and wait and sit by the door. So when
your
I come
brother
in...
Brother or your cat?
My cat.
Okay. That was not clear.
Sorry. My brother's usually at work when I come home from work. So the cat sits by the door... So I open the door, and I just see his legs sticking out because he's stretching. Because he's like, "Oh, time to hang out and stuff." And then, but then when my brother comes home, he'll be downstairs like, "Meow, wow, 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 meow, wow, meow, wow." I'm like, "Fuck, cat, I'm sleeping." And I just hear him from downstairs, "Meow, wow, meow, wow, wow." And it's, I don't
so
fucking...
So when does your brother come home?
Like 11 at night.
Yeah.
I'm just that saying. It's weird. Like, I don't understand how the garage door at night sounds different than the garage door during the day. There's the light thing, John.
No, I think he's in a different part of his life at that moment. The cat is a life.
Different part of his life?
Yeah, he's asleep or awake or doing some other cat shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got cat things to do.
Yeah, I guess.
And when you come home, he was like, "Oh, I just have to be up and around."
So it's food time, whatever. I guess. But then it's like, my owner's home.
When your brother is up, your cat's like, "I don't know, I was in the middle of a card game. I don't know what cats do.
He's got nothing to tell you when you get home. But well, Jason does. He's got all whole days.
All sorts of information. Well,
maybe he feels bad because you guys are on the same shift.
Do you play with your cat when you come in? Like, you go, hey, buddy cat.
Yeah. I
does your brother?
I just shake him until he starts shocking me.
Great.
What?
Because it's winter. You go, and then it makes static.
How does that not destroy his organs?
Because it's only static.
Does it start shocking you?
What do you mean? Like, you do this with his fur, like, over and over?
Yeah, like, you, like, just rub his...
Why can't you just pet an animal like this? Like on his belly and back?
So he's stretching to prepare for this violence. Right. Like, oh, God. Here comes
I think you literally just explained it.
Maybe if I don't meow at all, he won't do it, but I'm just going to be ready. Oh, God, it's Ken. Again. Oh.
No, he likes it, because then he headbutts me. He's like...
Thud. I'm not sure.
That usually holds up in court.
Yeah.
No, she liked me. She headbutt me the whole time.
Yeah. It's a cat. It's not a soccer hooligan.
What? Oh.
Well, that's the idea about light switches.
Good. I like that. That was nice.
Does it...
What's your cat's name?
So what do you want to hear about? Oh, it's philosophy. I thought you meant about the cat thing. I'm just sorry.
That's philosophy? What did she say?
She wants to hear more about philosophy, about cats and what they're doing.
Oh,
they came here to have a private conversation.
Oh, sorry.
Over there.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to embarrass you. I didn't know if you actually had a question.
I have a lot of ideas about cats. Like, I mean, there's so many floating around up there. Not the cats. The ideas.
Oh, Jesus.
In my head.
You can phrase it completely wrong.
The cats in your head are...
The cats are...
There's a whole lot of them floating up there.
Do you... okay, so you know how cats will just sit there and look at, and like he'll just stare in a hallway?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't understand the concept of a pet.
I don't
like,
really.
I feel like you don't understand like things they do and like they're an animal with a smaller brain.
Yeah, the brain
capacity.
Is way smaller and they have less to do and think about. They just...
But he's like a velociraptor now. He's trying to figure out how to open doors.
How do you pronounce it?
A velociraptor. Did I say it wrong?
That's no, good. You just emphasized the word velociraptor.
Yeah.
Velociraptor.
So you gotta emphasize the importance of the veloces.
You're right.
Veloci. But the thing is, we have knobs. We have doorknobs.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm trying to pull it, but he can't because he doesn't have opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to be a human.
It is. Hey, look at that.
Do you think... How many things would be different in this world if we didn't have thumbs? Like, would doorknobs be the same? Would we even be able to make doorknobs?
No.
Would we be this far?
Basic bro greetings.
What? Like fist bumping?
Yeah, or like fours.
Fours? Like
high fours. High fours, bro. I didn't have to explain this.
I didn't know either.
If we didn't have thumbs, we'd probably have tentacles. So they're probably like suction sort of device.
Oh, no, just like...
How is that a jumping point?
Yeah.
Like, so you think because we wouldn't have thumbs, we'd have suctions on our fingers?
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man?
Why not?
That's how we'd evolve?
That's the most versatile like creature, like an octopus, can undo a lock and it can like undo...
He can also eat himself. Octopi.
So we could do that too. So
octopi gets...
I feel like we would more likely grow longer nails to be able to grip things. That's how I feel like our evolution.
Like
would
a sloth?
That's not how evolution works. Evolution doesn't like decide what's gonna work.
Prometheus did.
No, that's not evolution.
Yeah, it was. He drank a cup. He fell apart into a lake. Evolution. We were there.
What the? The movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Right in the beginning, that big white guy drinks some ooze and he falls apart and that's how he got created.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't remember that movie at all.
Well, I do and I'm letting you know.
Okay.
And then Charlize Theron couldn't move to one side and she got crushed.
You know, that's not a documentary.
What?
That's not a documentary. That's a...
No, that's real life. That and Alien 3. The rest are made up.
Okay.
That's the one in the prison with the dog alien.
Actually, I never saw that one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fine. Get another look. It was David Fincher who did Seven and a bunch of other fucked up shit.
Yeah, okay. Because, what's his name, Mike?
Sigourney Weaver.
Give me help.
Ridley Scott. He didn't do weird. I'm fucking done with this.
Were you trying to say that Ridley Scott didn't do anything weird?
No.
He did Blade Runner. That was pretty weird, but cool.
Dude, why are they making a sequel? Fuck
because
this.
It's a popular film and people want to know what happened at the end.
No, then that's what imagination is for. That's what imagination is for.
Yeah, but imagination don't buy mansions.
And Harrison Ford needs another plane.
Why? He's 89 years old.
Melissa Flockhart needs more surgery.
Isn't she dead?
No.
Oh, no. Who am I thinking of?
I have no idea. Ridley Scott? Know.
Are you thinking of Carrie Fisher?
I was maybe Catherine O'Hara. Wait.
I don't think she's dead. Either.
She's not dead.
I think you're thinking Carrie Fisher.
No.
This is like Catherine Hepburn?
Maybe. Or the older one. Hepburn. Catherine Hepburn. Sorry.
They're both dead.
Where are we talking about? Oh, but thumbs. If we didn't have thumbs...
We would have tentacles.
No. Do you think we'd be...
The ending of Terminator 2 would be very different.
Just... What's he doing? Just fisting you. No. Uh-oh. Thumbs. Do you think we'd have the internet by now if we didn't have thumbs?
Sure.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Why didn't you open with, I don't think we'd have the internet if we didn't have thumbs?
Because you could have answered with more gusto. Like, do you think we'd have the internet? Yeah. No, go, sure. That's like saying, I don't give a shit. That's you.
But if we're going to talk about philosophy, I don't care if we had internet or not.
They left.
It was distracting.
We're going to talk about enough philosophy.
Now, if we talk about philosophy, I mean, to say that... Would we have the internet if we didn't have thumbs? Kind of low on my totem pole.
But, like, oh, look how much I use my thumb on my phone, John.
Yeah, because they designed the phone after your thumb.
Yeah.
This stuff wasn't just here, and then went, oh, good thing people have thumbs, so they can all work this shit. Everything was designed about how...
Right, pianos would probably be a lot smaller.
If we had tentacles, it would be different.
Wait, why would pianos be smaller?
Because you don't have as many fingers to cover
but the amount of notes still exists.
No,
the same.
They would make it smaller.
They don't
so
go,
that,
oh,
you know, you have less fingers to hit the keys.
They won't be like, oh, we have no thumbs, get rid of the G note.
There might not be a piano at all. There'd be a different way to access all those notes.
Guitars wouldn't work very well.
There might not be guitars. Everything was designed because we had the thumbs. And then we built the thing.
That's kind of my point, Scott. I'm saying you can't bring up, like, that where the internet exists. Because who knows? Like, our whole lives would be different.
You'd probably have, like, a brass knuckles type thing with...
We wouldn't have brass. The brass age wouldn't have happened.
We'd be walking on our four fingers.
We'd be walking on our tentacle things, crawling up walls. Walls wouldn't exist. Crawl up rock slides.
But what if...
But The Sims 2 would still exist.
Yeah, probably.
But I want to... If humans didn't have thumbs, but then, like, chimpanzees did...
We'd be dud.
They would be the humans.
They would be the humans. They would have evolved into something.
We would be chimps.
Man, this is... What idea?
Chimps do have thumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if they had thumbs and we didn't?
We didn't. Then we wouldn't be. It just...
They would murder us so much.
But we have better ideas than them. We have technology.
We wouldn't be able to use anything with it. So what you're proposing is right now everyone removes thumbs. Let's see what happens.
That's a different scenario.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, is that what you mean?
No.
If suddenly all our thumbs disappeared, yes, then we're in trouble.
I'm just saying an animal. If we just suddenly just...
I am reading way too much Carl Sagan right now for you to bring up this bullshit.
Are you?
I am.
You read. I always forget that you read.
We all read.
I know.
Scott.
But John...
With our thumbs.
You don't need thumbs to read.
Yeah, I use my... Oh, yeah, I do.
You don't need any hands to read.
I just get confused sometimes that John reads real things.
What do I read that's fake?
Wait, what do you
I
think?
Don't know.
What do you think of John?
I just...
Clearly not a reader.
Yeah, he's...
What's your opinion of John?
He's
level?
A sports guy. He's like, I want to watch sports at home. I want to go watch CSI at home. And then Game of Thrones or whatever.
That's what you think my life is?
You watch a baby grow up and the dog sit on the floor.
You know, having a baby isn't just watching it grow up. I mean...
I beg to differ.
Good point. Okay.
Every baby I've seen has grown up.
Well, so I'm the sports guy. Am I like one of the only people in your like Facebook feed with sports? Or?
Oh, no.
But so why am I the sports guy?
Because everyone else I know that deals with sports doesn't read as much for fun. Did you see him when I grew up in 1990s, people that watched and liked sports weren't necessarily the people that read for fun. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And you like the sports stuff. You played the games. You watched the games. You talked about betting on the games.
He has thumbs.
Yes.
Right now,
how different would bowling be?
There wouldn't be bowling.
Do you just stick your two fingers in and then break?
You're talking about a world where people now don't have thumbs and have to deal with everything. That's a different conversation, and that's hilarious.
No.
But you brought up the fact that what if we never had thumbs?
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, I'm reading, I believe it's called The Candle-Hearted Demon.
Is that a book?
That's Carl Sagan.
Science is Candle in the Dark?
Yes, I believe, yeah.
That's my friend Brian. He knows the most about Carl Sagan than anyone I know.
Ooh. Yes, that's it. Yes,
Are you mixing the two?
The Demon Haunted World, yes, thank you. There's a candle somewhere in there. But anyways, it's about the pseudoscience world, about how there's the science, and then there's all these people who are pseudoscientists, they say. So the people who, you know, claim that, like...
Is this a nonfiction or a fiction?
It's nonfiction. He writes about what he's
discovered. Okay, he also writes nonfiction. He does science.
He did. He got inspired by a guy who, he was in a cab, and he just said, he's like, oh, aliens exist, huh? And Carl's like, what, no? And he's like, what do you mean? There's all this evidence. And then he went on a whole tangent. And basically, it blows your mind every other page, because there's a whole chapter on aliens. They're like, look, why would this happen? Why the fuck would aliens ever exist? And you're like, yeah, why? There's no reason why they should or even come to Earth. Also, this is what I discovered. Flying saucer was a misquoted thing.
What?
The first person who ever reported an alien spaceship said it moved like a saucer bouncing on water. And they called it a flying saucer instead of quoting the guy. He said it was a square who looked like it was bouncing on a saucer.
Like a skipping stone.
Yeah. Like it was moving like a saucer would on water. And they called it a flying saucer. He said it was a square. So that whole concept was incorrect.
So just it wasn't a flying saucer. It was just someone who was bad at flying. Is there bouncing across the ground?
Right, but that's what the guy said he saw up in the sky. So the whole concept of a flying saucer is false.
Dude, this makes you want to rewatch X-Files again.
But see, it should. It should make you want to do things and think about it. But that's the thing. Like, every like third page, I'm like, Jesus Christ, yes.
I like books.
I am glad that John is reading.
That's, yeah. Why? What's your reason?
Just exactly what he said. It makes you think.
Yeah.
I'm glad John thinks.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I didn't doubt that he did, though. It was weird.
I didn't doubt it. I just was surprised that he did, because he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who does things. Like that, I meant. Next topic I have is John gets angry at food. John?
Yeah.
Why do you get so angry at food?
I think it's a battle I have with it.
What do you mean?
I'm just angry at food in general.
No, like, you also get mad at people with food.
What do you mean?
Like on Facebook, you're always like, it feels like Mick and I are talking about this the other day. Ooh, I'm roping you
don't
in.
Don't drag me this.
I'm dragging you in.
First of all, you said Mick.
Mike.
Either way, I don't know where you're going to lead to, so drag me into this until we know. But all right, we may have been talking.
So let's pretend, for instance, I order a food, and then you order a similar food.
Right.
What would you do if your food product was a little wrong?
It depends on the circumstance. Are we in a restaurant, a fast food place?
Yeah. Let's say you're in a restaurant.
Okay. Fancy restaurant.
Restaurant, and they put, like, ketchup on your steak or something.
Ooh. I think the whole restaurant would, like, unanimously come together and burn it to the ground. If a steak was served with ketchup, I feel like the whole place would be like, how dare you?
No, like, but what if, like, the waiter did it on accident? Like, it's like, oh, wrong bottle.
Just be like, what do you mean wrong bottle? What were they supposed to put on instead?
Steak sauce? I don't know.
You don't put anything on steak! You're supposed to eat the steak, and maybe there's a little steak sauce, a little something on the side, but you don't just douse steak in a sauce.
Why not?
Because it's steak! It's fucking delicious if you eat meat. You can do whatever you want. But, like, steak is delicious. It's like a medium rare type thing. It's delicious food. You don't have to douse it in anything.
I didn't say douse. I just said he put it on top.
Okay, either way.
Sorry.
Proof? One, John is already just getting angry at the idea of putting sauce on a steak.
Okay,
you get a steak with ketchup on it.
I'd be like, if I didn't want it, I'd go, well, wipe it off with my knife, and then I eat it. What would you do?
I would probably ask him, I would probably say, hey, there's a bunch of ketchup on my steak, and he'd be like, oh my god, we're a steak place, what's the fuck's wrong with me? But say we were at the table, and you started scraping it off, and it happened to me too, I might just be like, I guess I could. But I'm not a ketchup person, per se, so I probably would ask them to bring me another one.
See?
But that's not being angry. I feel like you want me to react that I would just be like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
It depends on the level of yeah.
If I paid $40 for a steak medium rare, like with a garlic aioli sauce and like some greens, and there's ketchup
there's
all over.
Sauce. You just said sauce. There's no sauce. Why'd you pay for a sauce?
On the side. It's like a little thing you put on the side and you dip it in a little bit with the rest of your meal.
I think I usually, if I
don't think you know what garlic aioli is, and you're trying to disrupt the conversation.
I don't know what is.
Garlic aioli sauce, and I think you're trying to further the conversation.
I will stand on record, I don't know what aioli is, but I know I've eaten it.
Yes. It's like a...
Good one.
All right, are there more examples of my food rage?
Well, I saw this post like a week or two ago, when you ordered a pizza, and they cut it bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't clear on that picture to me what, how badly they cut it.
So basically, what happened is you have the pizza and it's 8 slices, okay?
Yeah.
So on 1/3, they did 1 slice up, and then like halfway up, they did a half slice, and then they did like another half slice. So it looked like 2 giant pieces and 2 smaller pieces, and the rest was just uncut. So you couldn't even, like, we had to manually cut it, like, make it even reasonable, like, manageable to eat.
They do half a cut.
It looked like a mosaic of a pizza. I saw it.
Yeah.
It looked weird, but I couldn't quell what
was
going on.
And I agree. It was hard to notice because there are a lot of toppings on it.
Yeah, they sure were.
It was a $7.99, whatever toppings you want, carryout deal. Nice. I don't know what you want from me.
It was carryout?
You didn't check it before you Wait. So, like, pizza cost you $8.
And it was delivery.
And you got pizza cost you $8, and then you got $15 back from them?
Well, we had ordered 3 pizzas because we were being fat.
Oh.
We were being fat.
I don't order 3 pizzas.
Well, we were very hungover from a wedding the next day. No, it was like, it was a two toppings, two mediums for $6.99, and then we got the other deal as well.
Here's my thought. I kind of enjoy John's lifestyle with him and his wife, where they embrace, like, we were being fat, like this time we were doing, and we be gluttonous. Versus,
I embrace that every day.
Right, versus you and I, who just do it all the time.
Yeah.
We don't savor it when the moments happen, then they do savor it. So it's more important to John that that pizza, first pizza he had in, I don't know, a couple days, a
pizza's
week.
An exception, because we get that probably once a weekend. But
that's once a week. All
right. Right.
All right. So either way, but it's a special. You look forward to it, and you get the thing.
Right.
And he builds up. He's looking forward to it, and then it's not right.
This is how different I am. If I saw that and they cut it all that bad, I'd be like, this is going to be a fun adventure. And I'm like, this is one giant piece. I'm going to try to eat it in like a real piece. It'd be like, man, I'd have so much fun.
But the point is, you eat it all the time. And so then for you, it's a different thing versus him. He was looking forward to it the way he was looking forward to this thing. I wanted this thing to happen.
Yeah.
Let's have it happen.
Well, and here's the thing. It was a couple different layers. One, we got like two
There's
really...
multiple layers on the pizza?
Well, yeah. But I mean, we got... The other two pizzas were like really specialty pizzas. So that was our normal pizza. Like, that was our base pizza. Like, after some weird pizza, let's go back to normal to make sure we... Because just to remind ourselves, we love regular pizza.
All right.
But also... But here's the thing, is that we... It wasn't a rush. It's not like we asked or demanded a pizza to be delivered in a certain amount of time. They chose not to take 3 seconds to just sit there and go, deep breath, cut, 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 cut. Nothing changed in my life. Like that was the thing. Like it was.
I think you might be overestimating what's happening in the back of the Pizza Hut kitchen there.
But here's the thing: is
there's never a deep breath taken.
Getting stamped or something.
No, that's what I mean. But I feel like that should be a thing that would just cut the pizza. Like, because we have gotten toppings wrong before, or they'll like ruin it, or the drizzle will be all over the place, or something like that. We've let it go. But come on, cut the goddamn pizza.
Well, I don't understand they do it, because they cut it with a giant blade that does the whole pizza.
Right. So that means they probably slid it. He probably went zoop zoop zoop. Let's go zoop zoop zoop. But here's the thing, it was New Year's Day, they weren't busy at all. Like they were just empty.
What if he was having a seizure while he was cutting it?
Yeah, John. What if
and
he
then
was
he's like, box it up, I need to take a break.
Oh, that would be great. If you like complain, and then you're like, I want to see the man responsible. He comes up, I'm sorry, I kicked the beat. I had trouble sometime. That would be awesome.
Wow, yeah. That was racist.
Was it?
No. No.
What's the word?
Well, here's the thing. Now I'm trying to think, because usually when I've done pickup, because my wife picked him up, I feel like a lot of times the manager will kind of look and make sure it's good. So I think it was just an off day, because even when the manager talked to me later, he just seemed like annoyed, like he had to deal with it. It's just like, well, I'm sorry. All you had to do was take 3 seconds, and that would have been wiped out. Like, we weren't making huge demands.
Just trying to count how fast.
Even if it's 10. If it takes a minute, what does it really do?
I don't know. I just me as a person, I would be like, haha, whatever. That's all.
Well, me as a ferret thinks
it. No, you're right. No, you're right. That's the thing. We did eat it. We did cut it. But it was just one of those things that I just feel like it should just be done right. Just do it right. Like, there's these little things that we just want to enjoy our pizza. We just want to have a good time. Like, it's just... You're right. In the big scheme of things, it doesn't matter. If anything, it was I wanted to see it more because I liked that picture of the crazy pizza. Like, I wanted to see that fun picture out there.
I did bring this up for another reason, though.
Oh no!
I'm not gonna. I was just adjusting my zipper. I wasn't gonna like be like, ah ha, John T-shirt.
I work for Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. No, I was gonna say this also proves that I haven't unfollowed John because I still see his posts. Remember that? When that was an issue?
Yeah.
That was funny.
He unfollowed me for a year, if you don't know, because I had a pack of Topps card I got as a gift, like old school baseball cards, and I would post one a day with a funny caption, and he didn't like it because he didn't like sports. So he unfollowed me.
I unfollowed people for less than that.
Why do you unfollow anybody? Why?
Because you want the connection. You're like, I don't want these people to think that I'm... I don't want to think...
There's a lot of crazy people.
I don't want to think. Wait, how do I? Uh-oh.
I guarantee those people aren't thinking about you.
And you don't want them to not think you know about their lives, or
no? I just don't want to be like, we're not friends anymore because people are more emotionally broken than I am sometimes, and then like
I don't believe that.
All right, let's call her then. I was dialing on a blank screen. I don't know her number. Get out of here.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
I don't either.
All right, next topic. How do you haircut conversation?
How do you haircut conversation?
Yeah,
this is actually very funny to bring up because I got one this week, actually.
Me too.
I took me a moment. I understand what he was asking.
Yeah.
How do you talk while you're getting...
I don't want to talk, but
No, I hate that. Yeah.
We're all the same. I'm terrible at small talk. Like, the perfect example is on our honeymoon. It's like a couples-only resort. There's, like, only adults. And, like, during the pool, during the other, there's a lot of other couples. And people are hanging out and meeting each other. And we're just kind of floating along. And every time, like, a couple would come up and kind of talk to us. And I would just sit there going, like, I fucking hate every second of this. I don't know you. I don't know. I'm not gonna know you after this. I don't give a fuck.
Every time that sort of thing, I want to make up a different story.
Yeah.
In my life, and every time I don't, I will go, I guess I'll just tell you my own.
How do you small talk?
That's what I was getting to before you both interrupted me.
Oh.
But but my wife is good at that. But anyway, so I started.
That's easy. Good wife.
Oh, okay. Done.
No. It was so anyways.
I'll call Sarah.
Most of my life, I went to like Great Clips or Cost Cutters for my haircut, and they don't care there. They just don't. I mean, it's a $12 haircut. They're doing their best they can. They want a different job too. But anyway, so I started going to K-Sera, which is over the bridge in De Pere. It's like a salon.
I thought that was a restaurant.
Fancy place.
It is.
It's a restaurant?
No, fancy place.
Oh. It's a salon where a lot of women go, but you can also get men's cuts.
Your haircut, was that that's from a salon?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. You look like a fancy politician.
Thank you.
Not a fancy politician. The ones that like are politicians, but they don't deserve it to be. Like, hey guys, check out, come on, we're gonna have a symposium at my pool house.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
His ears are too big for that. Anyway.
Whoa!
So I started going.
Oh,
there,
I thought you were gonna fist bump me.
No, I don't care.
I saw from my eye you were doing this.
You're pointing. A good point. So I went over there, and so it's okay, it's a little pricier. It's $28 for like
$28?
Yes.
Right. For a men's haircut?
Yes. Are you saying this is a lot?
That.
Yeah.
You can buy 3 pizzas for a haircut.
Right, but I also perform on stage. I do things. I want to look nice.
Oh, so yeah, I know.
So, sure.
Yeah.
But to me, that is not a lot. Because, so, they sit you down, and she... But you get the same person if you like someone. So, for me, I've gone to her like 4 or 5 times over the last year or so. And I'm terrible at small talk new, but now we're comfortable enough. Also, I mean, she's fine looking, which is okay. Which also helps. But like they take care of you, like they do that. They give you a shampoo. I get a hand massage. They like trim your eyebrows.
You get a hand massage, and they massage your hands, or they give you a massage your back with your hands.
No, they give me a hand massage. So they wash your hair,
what
so your
the
hair
hell?
So the hair doesn't get down your back.
Yeah?
So while your hair is drying in a towel, they give you an actual hand massage.
What the fuck is this?
$28, man.
They touch your hands and just get a little gropey with you?
Yeah, like, well, they put, like, massage oils on their hands to put it on yours, and then they finish it up, they do your hair, they gel it up, they, like, make you look nice, and then you're on your way. I love spending the $35 for...
35?
You tip the people that do your hair. And so... I love spending $35 for 45 minutes of relaxing. I can talk randomly.
I'm relaxed. Kitty, kitty, cat, massage, meow, pepper, no, pepper right. dog.
You but I'm getting, but I'm get, that has gotten me to get better at it, just because I know I'm going
to
be
so,
treated well.
So, well, you said you get to pick the same person if you enjoy talking with them. Have you had one there?
No, I had the same girl the whole time. I just liked her. Right, that probably kept me going. Right.
So. Like, how much would that suck to? Like pick, like, I don't
And they
care.
See you there, like,
and then every time you go, like, no, not you.
No. No, you schedule beforehand, you pick them. So, like, you know the name.
But they know still when you walk in.
Right.
Oh, hi, John. Not here for me, I guess.
That used to happen to me at Great Clips, where I would kind of show up and then kind of see, look who's around. And then, like, if there's one, I would kind of leave. Or, like, I would, like... So, like, a lot of the people knew who I was because I went there, like, 4 or 5 years in a row. So...
4 or 5 years in a row?
Yeah. That was a bad way of phrasing it. I was just trying to say that I went to the same place for, 5 years. So I would know who I got.
I felt bad because for a while there, I'm lazy at getting haircuts because you got to do it. You got to drive there and then be like... And then you got to talk to them. And you're like, I don't want to do this. So I usually wait, like, 2 or 3 months before I get a haircut. So, like, I just got a haircut, and I think the last time I had a haircut was, like, October, maybe?
Okay.
October, November, I don't know, 3 months. So then I go there, I'm like, hey, give me a haircut. Where was I going with this? Oh, no. Years ago, I used to go to the school, the college school thing.
Where they'll do
it,
yeah.
Yeah, because it was, like, cheap as shit. It was, like, $8 for a haircut. I'm like, yeah. And then it's, like, girls my age. I'm like, okay, they can't be good at talking to people yet because they're not... done with college. That's not what I mean. I meant they're not going to be like, hey, so how was that sports game? Good to see your grandparents are still in town. Hey, what's up with the dogs that are...
How did they bring up your grandparents?
Dude, I'm not going to small talk. I'm just... Those are examples of small talk.
Okay.
So, like, you go there and you're like, hey, this girl was good. I'm going to give her my name. No, I'm going to take her name, write it down, and the next time I go, hi, is Amber available?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she is. I'm like, cool. And then the next thing I go, is Amber available? No, she graduated. I'm like, fuck, I gotta find another one. Because, like, they graduate within a year, and I only get, like, three or four haircuts a year.
Should have made your move, man.
And then I go there, like, one time, like, I just need, like, oh, I have time, I'm gonna go in there. Hey, do you have any openings? Yeah, we have one. And I go there, I'm like, uh-oh, Amber's there, and she sees me, and I'm like, oh, shit. I just saw her 2 times in a row, and then suddenly I don't see her anymore. I'm like, does she think... about me?
No.
I guarantee you do it.
Also, I don't know why you're like, if you get so uncomfortable, because this thing, I only go there like every 3 or 4 months. In between, I have my own clippers, and I get myself my own haircut. But you don't do like, you don't do anything fancy with your hair. I feel like you'd be able to do your hair very quickly.
Yeah, I could probably if I tried.
So why don't you do that if you don't like...
Because there's mirrors. Oh,
I saw just this last week a funny little web video. The Shut the Fuck Up Salon.
Yeah.
Where it's a salon, and it was a funny video.
Yeah.
Where they just like, come here, and we won't talk to you at all. Shut the fuck up.
I would be totally okay with that.
See, they quietly do the thing.
The problem is, like, I don't like repeating myself a lot of the time. So when I go, then it's like, oh, so you're done with work for the day? I'm like, yep. What? Any plans for the night? I'm like, I don't want to tell them what I'm doing because then I have to explain all this stuff. I'm like, oh, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, I'm doing a comedy show. What do you mean a comedy show? What kind of comedy show do you do? I'm like, oh, I do improv. Where do you do that? I'm like, I don't want to explain this.
Thank you for not promoting the show.
I doubt that I'm the reason people don't know about us.
But you're not the reason that they do know.
I realize how mean that sounded. It wasn't an attack on you, Mike.
I didn't take it that way, but I am now.
Yeah. No. You want some peace gum?
No.
Some peace gum?
I meant like a peace offering.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just a piece of gum.
Yeah, you can have one of those too. Whoa, cough drop wrappers in here. What's going on? I'm not good at small talk, and now I'm getting a little awkward. What's next, John? How do you small talk? Uh-oh, I combined both haircut conversations and how do you small talk.
You also could just tell them, just be like, hey, I had a real love day. I just want to be silent right now. Wouldn't that work if you just said that?
That feels real awkward.
Yeah, I don't want to be like...
Really? That seems really awkward to
say.
Why?
It does. Just, can you imagine saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you feel if you like went to some place and like, oh, ready for a haircut, John? Yeah. It's like, I don't want to talk to you today because I had a rough day. And you're like, oh. And you just sit there and go, yes, massage my hands. Of all the things that happen in you get your hair cut, how is rubbing your hands make it better? I don't get it.
Because it's a free hand massage.
But it just seems weird. Like, oh, a haircut. They should massage your ears or your chin or something, right?
No,
the
that
head
is weird. That would be weird.
Why?
They do massage your head a little bit while they're shampooing your hair. So you were pissed about this whole thing. Now that you get kind of a head massage during the shampoo, now you're fucking on board?
Actually, I shouldn't complain. I go to the barbershop place. It's like $13 for a haircut.
Okay.
And then they do all those sorts of weird things. They give you a haircut, and then when they wash your head hair area, they put a hot towel on your face.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's what everyone place does, mostly.
Not all of them. When I get my hair cut at my mom's house, she never did that. But then they'll shampoo your hair, and then they'll put the conditioner in it, which tingles because it's made of mint. It's fun. It feels fun.
Right. So you get like a sample of what a salon.
And then they have this weird it looks like a contraption made from like the 1960s, but it's like there's springs on it and like one of those big heavy duty like flippy switchies. The big thing. You know,
okay,
John.
Sure.
Like it looks like something from an airplane. Like
Oh yeah.
Those things, and they put it on and they give you a shoulder massage.
Which, it vibrates.
Yeah, it's like a jackhammer. So. It feels really good. But it's like, why is this happening? My hair is up here. My shoulders are down here. What's happening?
Why are you angry about customer service and like doing things that are making you feel good?
Because, let's say you go, I'm going to get some Chinese food. And while you're there, they give you a foot massage. What the fuck?
That's a different thing.
I would love nothing more.
But it's also a different thing.
Yeah.
If I'm waiting for my Chinese food and they give me a foot massage...
Yes.
Depends on where we're at.
That's
they
an unrelated
water
thing,
source,
though. Food and. But they're,
yeah, okay,
they're,
fine. A food. Okay, you're right. Food doesn't make
because
sense.
Because pampering and grooming, and they all kind of go in the same thing. Like a massage place will do all that too. They can do that. Like a lot of salon and spas are together. So it's kind of like an in, like, grouping thing.
But of all. Okay, so you go to the salon, and they do all sorts of things at salons, right? You can get you go in the door, like, here's some seaweed you put on your face, and then they have, like, mud to rub on your body.
Sure,
The salons are all weird. They have weird ideas.
That's pretty normal, but okay,
When you get a haircut, where do they go, we're just picking this specific thing?
Because it's probably the easiest thing to do while you're sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
They're not going to put seaweed on your face.
So, I'm in a chair.
Yeah.
My head is over a sink, and my hair is drying. They don't want to just send me on my way with cold hair or just wet hair. So, in the meantime, they are going to spend 5 minutes, 7 minutes massaging my hands. So, then that dries, and I'm ready to go.
I feel like if I was just waiting there for my hair to dry and someone massaging my hand, I'd probably instinctively just try to hold their hands.
No, it does. That does honestly happen. No, it
like,
just happens
like,
because...
But stop it. But stop it, grabbing my hand. No.
She would. But they would say, like, you're gripping too tight. Like, but...
Wait, she tells you you're gripping...
I'm saying they would tell you. But that instinctively happens. When someone is taking this and doing this, your instinct is to kind of close your hand. It's okay. They don't care.
You have to time out your moaning, though.
I think you're overthinking it because I think here's the thing is like you're not. This is what because my wife kind of feels the same way. She's like, "What if I do this?" Okay, but you're not the first person that would ever do that. So they get customer after customer every day, 7 days a week. So what do they say? 8 customers a day, 7 days a week, 35 people. So guarantee half of them are just doing the same thing. So if you accidentally grab their hand, they know. What's
now what
going
if
on.
You get a boner while you're there?
Well, that's why I wear boxer briefs.
So it's comfortable for you.
Well, it doesn't show.
Oh.
Just kind of stays in there. Boxers, you just kind of see an outline and just stick out.
I don't know how much of this is a joke and how real the rest of it is. I kind of feel like I feel like I should get a. I just got a haircut though.
I feel like
everybody. It's like Parks and Rec. Treat yourself.
You could get
pamper yourself. Go get. Go do something for yourself.
They could coif your beard. For
yeah.
Coiffed.
Coif.
What does that mean?
They could make you not look like a homeless person.
Roughly translated, yes, that's what it means.
What does that mean? These pants don't even have holes in them yet. Okay, not big holes. Just a few.
Just your beard could use a little...
A little TLC. Yeah. Little scrubs.
Do they do that when you get a haircut?
What?
They trim your beard there?
No.
Why not?
Because that's not... You can, but it costs more. Why would you pay more to do something extra? Wait, shut up.
Yes. If it's for most places. Your answer is your question.
Yeah, no.
Just I mean, yeah, pay extra to get that ketchup on your steak.
But no, I... Maybe.
Let's get a fund. Can we get a fund together? San Angelo Salon.
A fund together?
Fund.
Oh.
Together.
I was like, this is a really cool idea. Like, we're going to have a fund together. That's like a get together.
Better,
but it's a fun
we
together.
Should do a podcast at K Sera with all of us.
Oh, yeah.
And experience us doing all the same
I'd
thing.
Do
getting
that.
A haircut, doing the shampoo, having a massage.
Do they have a website you can go to so you can pick the girls you like in strip clubs?
No, they you just pick the name. They have the names on a list, and you pick the name.
Is that the place that's above, up above?
No, it's below. It's on the first level.
I don't know where you said this was again.
Okay.
Oneida Street?
East of Pierre, over the bridge. You know where the movie theater is?
Yeah.
West of Pierre? Behind that, in that little strip mall right next to it.
Okay.
It's in the behind area.
Gotcha.
But it faces the street as well.
Good. That's a good idea. I don't know what I was trying to finish it up with. What else do you want to talk about, John?
I don't know.
Look at that. I got more topics.
No. President.
Yeah, I know. Tomorrow's the inauguration. Who gives a shit? New Year's Eve goals. That happened already. New Year's Eve happened.
What was your goal?
I have three of them.
Go for it.
Yeah.
One of them is I have a Instagram account that because I'm so good at dating people. In real life and like real people, I was like, I give up. Might as well shoot for the stars. Literally, I'm asking out celebrities on dates.
Yes,
every single day, I pick a different celebrity, and I post a picture of me with them, not Photoshopped next to them, just like a layout thing. Because apparently, that's creepy if I Photoshop myself on someone else's body. So I'm doing that every single day. And so far, I've gotten zero returns. But it's only January.
Yeah.
We're okay. We have still 11 more months to get denied.
Do you think you'll ever get a response?
Oh, no. I doubt it. I will.
So what's the goal in all this?
Fun, John?
All right. That's fun. Hey, I was just asking.
It's been kind of fun because I like laughing. I like laughing.
You do go after a lot of married celebrities and or lesbians.
Yeah, maybe just fine-tune your search a bit. I mean, you're not going to be able to be with them anyway.
Yeah.
Why don't you try for one that might be available, though? Do you know the celebrities that he's been asking on dates?
Yeah, like Portia de Rossi.
I'm not.
She's
I'm not,
pretty.
Yeah, but she's married and a lesbian.
Yeah. I'm not saying, hey, let's get married. I said, hey, let's go on a date. A date is anything.
But no, you can just seem like a creepy dude who wants to...
I think you could up your chances infinitely.
Okay.
But you should just Google, like, top 300 models of 2016 and then do all of them because there's a better chance they're probably single.
Why?
Because they're not as, like, big celebrities. You went after, like, you're going after the big fish.
Yeah. To get my name out there, John.
So I admire the effort. Trust me. I'm just saying.
Fancy holiday party's like, oh, did you hear about that Scott fellow? Oh, yeah, it's quiet. And
in order for that to happen, I feel like you have to ask some, like, 10 out a day, every day.
10?
Yeah.
Or you have to start small. So what happens, you have to go with, like, celebrities that are kind of known, but, like, you would know. So then they might like it or might see it and go, haha, that's cute. But if they like it, then it might show up in their feed, which means other people might do it. And if you start getting steam...
How about local celebrities?
Then you go up to the big ones.
Well, one of my friends, she already, like, messaged me saying, hey, you should ask me and this girl out. I'm like, I want to get this base going first.
So you're already having requests and rejecting your fans to what they want.
To be fair, she's married, John. You said that. That was my impression of you.
When did I do this? When did I go derp a derp a do and go up and down like that?
I guess just now.
Touche.
I got a lot of ideas. I don't know. I don't know.
So how's that going? Have you been doing it every day?
Yeah, I didn't do it today yet, but we still have 2 hours left of the day.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like this guy. It's a fun premise. It was just
Do you ask them all the same way, or is it?
I ask them different ways.
He does like an inside joke with all of them.
Yeah. So it shows that I followed their career.
He'll be like, "Portia de Rossi, I bet there's one part of my body you hate."
I didn't say that.
At least.
But like in the picture, I'm holding a Arrested Development cup, and I'm like, "You were on the show. It's a joke."
It's because you didn't know.
And then I like, right. What's your nuts? Like Emma Roberts, I asked her, and she was in Scream 4. I was like, "Hey, we can go prank call our friends together." Because then,
so why do you want to date Emma Roberts?
She murders.
It's like dating a toothpick.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. Suddenly I have to be really picky. Wait,
you are.
I'm not really picky. I'm picking a people.
You're asking out the biggest celebrities you know out every
day.
Yes,
John.
That's being picky.
No, it's not. If I was picky, I'd be picking out the...
In Scott's defense, it's all year, so...
You're right. Maybe there's a lot of options.
He's going to run out by the...
I'm probably going to fail by February.
Don't.
What? What do you mean fail?
Like, keep not going. Do it. It's a
it's
daily
one a
thing.
Day.
Yeah.
It literally takes 5 minutes to do it.
John, I don't think you realize this... I've done this... What's today's date? The 18th? 19th? 19th?
It's the 19th.
19th.
I've did this 18 days in a row. I don't think I've ever done anything 18 days in a row before. That's not worth it.
Yeah. Let's go for 19.
That is good. Just keep up with it.
Like, even if they say, like I mentioned before, if someone handed me a paycheck, they said, "This check is worth $25. All you gotta do is go to the bank and cash it." I'd be like, by the third day, I'm like, "Ah, fuck it. I don't care. It's only $25." To drive to the bank,
you don't have to drive. It's
not. I think you just have social anxiety.
Yeah. Why do you think I do a podcast instead of TV?
Talk to people.
Cast. Yeah. Notice how often I stare at the keyboards when I'm talking to people. I like when we have small audiences because then they're not all staring
at
me.
Hold on, look at me. On this side, there's three people. Say the gender in order from left to right.
Which side? This side?
No, the one you're not looking at right now.
This
there's
side.
Three people that are in my periphery. Say the gender in order from left to right.
In your peripheral. So my peripheral or this peripheral?
Oh my God.
Over here by the window.
The people you are not looking at right now. You can't look at them now. There's three people sitting in a row.
In a row.
Say their genders from left to right.
John, gender isn't a...
Okay.
No,
so
we're not having that discussion.
We're not... Okay, anybody can pick whatever gender they want. I'm just saying, from what I've observed, or what you observe, say what gender you think they are from left to right.
Considering we're
stop
like...
looking.
I'm looking at the computer. I was like, considering that we're at least 40-some minutes into the show, I'm assuming they're all guys. Because girls don't stay very long.
Look.
Uh-oh. Now I feel like I have to hide.
You can't hide. You're on stage. You
I'm hiding.
Hide.
I'm hiding in my hood. They smiled too, John. It worries me.
They enjoy you as a person.
So...
All right, don't look. Don't look.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you can't respond. Don't look.
What am I responding to?
I said don't respond.
To what?
Stop it. I'm just pre-warning.
Well, what's happening?
Exactly. We're going to fix your social anxiety.
No, I don't right. like this.
All right. So are you two a couple, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yes? All right. Are you single?
No.
Okay. Whoa.
Joey.
Oh.
Ah!
I had no idea. Well, congrats. Adorable couple. All right. Didn't help. They're both taken.
What is happening?
Nothing. Nothing's
happening. Nothing.
No way. Your life has not changed. You still have thumbs.
This guy's gone, though.
He had tentacles.
Yeah, he has a kid, though. I mean, that's...
What do you mean? His coat is here.
Nah,
someone kidnapped him.
Kid emergency, man.
Anyways, we gotta close it up, because this is... You gotta close it up.
Now he's all nervous, because he didn't know the names. It's okay. You just...
I didn't know the names?
Or genders.
It
was just an experiment. It's okay.
John.
You did nothing wrong. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
No.
Not you, man.
It's not your fault.
What is that movie from?
Ooh. The podcast ends when you can guess.
It's not you, man?
Yeah. It's not your fault, man. And then he says back, no, man, not you.
Top Gun.
No.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Rudy. Encino Man.
No.
Aliens.
No, later.
Chris Rock's movie, Down to Earth.
Which one?
He said Down to Earth. Oh, that was okay. Like 96. Yeah. Nah, same in the same range, I guess. Same decade.
In the same decade? It's not you, man. It's what?
He goes, he just keeps saying, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And he says back, it's not you, man. Not you.
This sounds like a boring movie if that's all they say.
I will slap you in the face
if
you say
that. It's a classic movie.
It is a classic.
Both and John and I know the movie.
Oscar-winning movie. Multiple Oscar-winning
movies. Oh, was it what, Good Will Hunting?
Yes.
Fuck that movie.
Why?
Because it's fucking dumb. It's dumb. Matt Damon's a piece of shit.
Are you just joking?
I don't care. It's not that good of a movie.
It's a great movie.
Before that movie, who said, how do you like those apples?
Yeah, no one. That's the fucking point.
Yeah, but what, then how is
that? Also, that's Boston. Have you lived in Boston?
No.
Half of them act like that.
Then why do they? Okay, so what? Then okay, so if that's a thing that people know, how come he's like, hey, preface to apples, and
because he was literally compensating for his pain in a room because he also has social anxiety because he's a genius. He doesn't know how to cope with it, so he acts it out on people violently or with anger instead of acting like a normal person. So he's excited about meeting a girl, so he was angry towards the guy who was being a douchebag because he knows he's smarter.
But then, apples? Was it Isaac, Isaac Newton reference, or...?
No, because it was a funny, like it was a slam on him. Because he goes, do you like apples? And then when he said, yeah, why? He, like, fucking pitched him up.
I got a phone number.
Apples? That's hilarious.
That's a classic movie line. Moment and a classic line. And the only reason you are referencing it now is because it was from that movie.
That's the only memorable part in the movie.
That's not true.
Name one thing that happens in the movie that's fun. Name what? I might be confusing this movie for another one. Is this the Robin Williams one?
Yeah. Yes.
They all
1 hour photo.
No.
Not Insomnia.
Is it the one that they're all on desks and stuff?
That's Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, no, Good Will Hunting sucks.
But you like Dead Poets Society?
It was okay. I don't understand.
Do you not like Robin Williams?
I don't know if I like movies. This is a whole... This honestly could go on for another, hour of me just explaining why I don't know if I like movies or not.
What was your favorite couple movies from last year?
From last year?
Yeah.
Oof. I watched...
We're not going to yell at you, but we just want to know.
I don't know. I had to look it up. I watched Gremlins last year. That's a classic.
No, a movie that came out last year that you liked.
A movie that came out last year.
A couple that you really liked that you went, yeah, that was good. I'm glad I did.
I don't think I saw a lot of movies from last year.
It's not my question.
You went to movies, yes?
I went to like three.
Okay, it should be easy to narrow down.
Then Captain America Civil War.
Okay, what else?
That was the good one.
That's all I wanted.
I also watched Don't Breathe. That was a big piece of shit. That was a piece of garbage, John. Fuck that
John
movie.
Didn't produce it. I had nothing to do with that movie.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should take a movie that already exists, change a few things, and make it worse.
How did that movie already exist?
People Under the Stairs. They just took away the people that are under the stairs.
So it's a different fucking movie.
No, but it's almost the same. Oh, three people go, we're going to break into this rich person's house in the slums of this shitty neighborhood and try to steal all this money from him that it says hidden. Oh, two of them die and one person is like, well, I got to do this, take care of my family. And there's a dog that gets stuck in the walls. It's the exact same fucking movie except there's no people under the stairs.
Right.
There's one person under the stairs.
Because that movie's called The People Under the Stairs and this movie doesn't have any people under the stairs. It was called Don't Breathe because the guy's blind.
That is not... You breathe if you're blind or not, John.
No, it's called Don't Breathe. I can't believe I have to explain why they called it Don't Breathe.
I know why they call it Don't Breathe, but
why?
I just... Because you can hear it.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter. If he was deaf, they'd still be like, don't appear visible. Did they call it that?
Good night, everybody.